Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute. This week we're taking on Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 2. Hey, you hear that music there? That's from my buddy Brian yet again, and he doesn't miss. You know what? This is actually going to be the music for the Takedown series that's coming up, where I take down your favorite blockbusters of old and current ones in a brutal form, if I can. That's not really brutal. I'm just kidding. I'm just going to point out the flaws in the movie. It will not be safe for work. I'll just use whatever language comes out of my mouth at that time. But, Brian, I asked him for one thing. I said, hey, can you make a new intro for the Takedown series? I want it to be a more aggressive version of a Stranger Things intro. He says, man, I got you. And he produced. You know what? I'm just going to let that flow through the rest of this episode. It sounds good. Brian, thank you yet again. Anyways, let's get into it. This week we're doing, like I said, Stranger Things, Volume 2 of Season 4. My dudes, I got to tell you, why do they say that so much during these two episodes? They keep on saying, my dudes. I'm from the 80s. I don't remember people saying my dudes over and over again. Maybe I blocked it out. There are slight spoilers in this one. I don't think there's any way to avoid it, so I'm just going to kind of tell you. I already said that. The platform is on Netflix. It's got a runtime of 2 episodes. One's an hour and a half. The other one's about an hour and 40 minutes. And it's rated MA. So 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go for Stranger Things. Season 4, Volume 2. What's it about? At this point, do I really have to say? The Stranger Things crew is back yet again in what is supposed to be drawn into the final battle with Vecna. Why to watch it? These are long episodes, but they don't really feel like it. That's great writing. It really sucks you in. The visual effects are great, but it's the music that really hits and fits perfectly with the show. The way it ended in this volume of this season gives me hope that we're finally going to have that final showdown with some actual stakes in the game. Why to skip it? There's a scene that really bothers me. It's at this gun market, and I thought it was insane. Why are 200 people shopping there all at once, and they just walk through this gun place, these kids, and walk out with all these guns and weapons? Come on, get real. That's not going to happen. Yet again, Stranger Things follows the same exact blueprint it's done for the last 3 seasons. Killing secondary characters and leaving the main cast mostly intact. Every now and then adding a secondary character to the main cast. The last 2 episodes just does not seem to keep the same pace of the great first volume, and it was a letdown. Rating out of 10. I'm going to go with a 7.3 out of this. This consistently playing it safe is really starting to bother me, but it's absolutely worth a watch. With the final season upcoming, there's no reason to play it safe anymore. So this has been your 1 Minute Movie Review for Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 2. I gotta say that they might have backed themselves into a corner, they being the Duffer Brothers in this one. Going into the final season, it's clear the way that this one ends that there is a massive battle coming. And it almost feels like the end game, everybody's like meeting up together before the final showdown. Now, with them playing it safe for 3 seasons, 4 seasons now with the main cast, that means either all the main cast is just going to make it through this highly unlikely situation, or the death toll is going to be absolutely brutal to the main cast. Playing it safe for all of them going into the final season is going to probably leave a nasty taste in everybody's mouth. It was a mistake by letting everybody make it through yet again. We're going to see. I hope to be wrong. I think if they maybe have onesies and twosies die, that might be all right. I feel like Elle in particular, she's doomed. She'll sacrifice herself to save, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of sacrifice plays happening. Man, it just let me down. They felt like they were building towards something, and they just kill off a character that I liked a lot, and I felt like I knew it was coming, and sure enough it did, but then they leave everybody else there. It makes no sense to me. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to share me with a friend. It's the only true way to grow the podcast, and I'm truly grateful for each and every one of you for doing that. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we wrap up an extremely well done season 4, but it's slightly disappointing. And yet, we still have to wrap it up well. What, that doesn't make it so dirty. I don't even mean it to be. Whatever, I'm going to go with it. Thanks for listening, my dudes.